We consider this concept of the apostles, those literally sent is what the word means, by Jesus entrusted with him as the channels through which everyone would receive his gifts, his treasures. And I'm just kind of struck with the connection with today's reading, right? The whole idea of, and there's always a connection, it seems like there was often a connection between Joseph of the Old Testament, the one who was sold for 30 pieces of silver, raised up unexpectedly to be the Lord of all the peoples, and the source of salvation, in the case of the Old Testament, to that famine. If you think about it, this global pandemic that we call sin, and that our Lord would establish one place through all the world where people could come to find not grain, but grace and salvation. I don't know if you can connect that, the two stories, but they go together. There's a lot there for us to realize that our Lord always works that way. Our Lord always, we could sit there as we do often here in modern times, why can't each person just on their own figure it out? Each person just on their own save themselves or let Jesus save them the way he wants to individually? Why does everyone have to go to the priest or the Catholic Church? That's not like God. It's like, well, actually, that's a lot like God. That you could have been someone dying of hunger from this famine in the Old Testament in Genesis and say, well, why can't God just bring famine to me right here in my place of Israel? Why do I have to go to Egypt? Why do I have to go to that guy, Joseph, set up by Pharaoh? Why can't I just go right to Pharaoh? We can scratch our heads in heaven, we'll understand it, but that's the way it was. That's the way God seems to work. And so it's this global tragedy of famine, or in this case, sin, our Lord gives a source of salvation, even with one point of reference for people to find it. And he continues to do that. We just try to understand that it's not meant to be a burden. Why do I have to go to Egypt? Well, because that's where the grain is. Why do I have to go to the Catholic Church or the priest? Because that's the door through which grace and healing and mercy is given. Well, I think it should be different. Well, you can take that up with God. In the meantime, you're dying of starvation. So we ask for a renewed faith in this gift of the authority given to those sent. I was thinking, if the Greek were for us, if we could understand the Greek, it would say, he gave them authority over these things and apostled them. He sent them out. He made them his ones sent, his apostles. And that authority has been passed on, that ministry has been passed on. We pray for those who receive it today that they would be faithful stewards and managers of the treasures and graces of God for the salvation of a starving world today. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.